M50 is a open cluster that is in the constellation of Monoceros, pretty much on the border with Canis Major. Now, this is a fairly bright, fairly tight or compact, small little open cluster on a 127mm f6.5 refractor with a 13mm lens or eyepiece. It fills up about the center 25% of the field of view. Now, it's got some bright stars, and it's fairly intricate. It's quite a bit interesting to look at, and it's not that hard to find at first glance. Now, the way you find it is, Sirius is a real easy star to find. So if you start there, and then you go over to Delta Monoceros, I believe that is, and yes, Delta Monoceros, and draw a line between the two. Following that line, if you go almost exactly halfway between the two, you will find M50. Maybe just slightly over halfway, but if it is, it might be 55%. But it's about halfway, and it is almost right on that line. If you follow the line halfway, you shouldn't have a problem finding it in something like a 24mm eyepiece, and then you can plop in something a little tighter like a 13 to take a little closer look. 24 doesn't really show a whole lot of detail on that. Now, if you're having problems finding Delta Monoceros, another way to do this is to draw a line between Sirius and Procyon. About a third of the way, maybe a little bit more, between Sirius and Procyon is M50 on that line. So it's... You know, Procyon's far enough away that the line doesn't move really that much. It goes from one side of the line to the other. But even with that, in a 24mm eyepiece, you won't have a problem. Now, in a 13mm eyepiece, you get a lot more detail. You can see that there's some depth to this. Even though it's fairly small, fairly compact, there's not a whole lot around the edges. There's a good 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 or 18 well-defined, very clear stars making up the bulk of it. And then as you look at it, you'll see that deepens quite a bit, especially if you've got a good dark sky.